Hello?
Hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. I was
talking
just
about a payment.
Yeah.
We might have to wait till I get to Sioux Falls. I'll be in Sioux Falls by the 1st.
Okay.
I had some vehicle issues that happened a couple of weeks ago on vacation, which kind of tied my money up, and I said I wasn't going to just, you know, go back home just because of that. So I'm managing my funds right now. I have to spend like $3,800, new fuel tank, fuel system situation. Well, let me see what I do have in my account. I'm actually headed back to Sioux Falls tomorrow. I'm in upstate New York right now.
I see.
Hold on. I got in here. Kind of dry right now, Tina. I'm not gonna lie.
If you like, if this helps, I can update the card and just process it on the 1st, because the one that we have, it's saying that it has a CVV error, so I think it has a new expiration month or year, or maybe the
So I did have a new business card, but I don't know. But since I've been on the road, I've misplaced that one, but I do have my personal credit card with me.
That
we can at least update it.
Sure.
And when I get to Sioux Falls, I'm going to have to get another temporary business card. So I would want to update it to that one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I don't want
to
put it on my personal.
Sure, we can do that. Do you want me to put the personal card on there and process it right away, or process it on the 1st?
So I'm going to put the personal credit card, but there's no money on it.
Okay, that's the one that will be good on the 1st, right?
Well, both of my cards will be good on the 1st, because as soon as I get back to town, I'm going to go to the bank, get a temporary business card, then I can give you that card number, and I will have money in my account so that it can pull.
Gotcha, okay.
But I just won't be able to give you the business card. So basically what I want to do is give you the personal card now, just set it up. Just so you guys can have a card on file. You know what I mean? Like, okay, he gave us a new card. But then when I get to Sioux Falls and go to the bank, I can give you guys my temporary business card number. And then have you pull it from that account. That way in the system, it shows that, you know, something.
Okay, so I can do that. My only trepidation is that if I set the invoice for August 1st, the system will try to process it. So as long as you're okay that if there's money in the personal account on August 1st, it'll pull from that card. And then I can call you back afterwards and we can put the business card on file for the future billings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I wouldn't have a problem doing that. I just know that it will be money on my business and not my personal, more or less, on the 1st.
Okay, so then let's just call you on the 1st and update it all, because I don't want to take the chance that it pulls out of your personal account and then it puts you in a bind, you know what I mean? So I'll definitely put a note that we talk, that way everything can stay active in the meantime, and then I'll just call you on the 1st and we'll get you updated at that time, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah, because I'm leaving tomorrow, and I have some checks already back at home. I just didn't want to have my stepdaughter deposit on while I was on the road, because I'd be home in a couple of days, and I figured it all out then. Okay, let's do that then. Call me on the 1st.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, we have a good game plan. Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
All right, thank you, Tina.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.